In John chapter 21, the resurrected Jesus has just shared a breakfast with Peter and John and the rest of the apostles. And then Jesus says this, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" I wonder if Peter thought it would all just get swept under the rug, that whole denial episode. I mean, after all, he and Jesus had bear hugged on the beach and they had just enjoyed a nice warm breakfast together. But then Jesus did say, "Simon, son of John." I'm sure Peter's heart sank at that moment. It had been over 3 years since he had heard those words from Jesus. The first encounter between Jesus and Peter in this gospel is found in John chapter 1, verses 41 and 42, where Jesus said, "So you are Simon, son of John. You shall be called Cephas," which means rock. And from that moment on, Jesus had called him Peter, or the rock. It fit his personality for sure. He was bold, impulsive, rough around the edges, not afraid to take a stand or to make a statement. But here, Jesus doesn't say Peter, because Peter was no rock. He was not bold, not willing to make a stand. And even though Jesus is a gracious and merciful Savior, he still means business when he has to deal with his people. I think that's why middle names were created in the first place. It's just a shorter way of letting your children know that you are being serious. My parents never said, "Cliff, I'm being serious with you right now." It was just always Jack Clifton, and then I always knew. And that serious tone is never really fun to respond to. I don't think Peter is looking forward to the conversation that awaits him with Jesus, but it must happen. Jesus must bring us to deal with our sin, to see our sin, to repent of our sin. But not so that we can wallow and live in self-pity, but so that we can have our eyes drawn to the amazement of the cross that pays for our sin. And this is a grace from God. Romans chapter 2, verse 4 says, "Do you presume on the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance?" As you pray today, please remember Michael Strong and his family, our missionaries in Minnesota. And also remember the House of Lifeword broadcast that's heard throughout Chad, Nigeria, Benin, Togo, Ghana, Burkina Faso, and Mali.